Captain's log, start time 8.34115. The Synergy has been tasked with a recon mission after receiving a distress signal from the Gusano sector. However, upon arrival, we've found no ships at these coordinates. Highly unusual. Highly unusual.
Dr. Tito.
Yes, Lieutenant Hendricks, yes.
I was wondering if you were going into the Reflectorium later. I've planned a few incredible simulations where we solve mysteries.
That does sound like fun, but I have an appointment later this evening with my lab. In the future, I would love to. Right.
Yeah, I definitely will ask you again now that you've rejected me once.
Hendricks, status report.
Sir, no communication pings?
De Kuiper.
All the missiles are ready to fire for when we come across the bad boys.
And yet, no boys, bad or otherwise.
I take exception to that, sir.
My apologies, Ensign Fanta. I forgot you were here on the bridge. Tell me, is there anything on the long-range sensors?
Negative, sir. If I didn't know any better, I'd think maybe this was sort of a trap.
You're green as a salad.
Thank you, Lieutenant O'Doul.
You don't have to thank him for that.
Well, I'm only 14.
Speaking of, though, has everyone had their salad supplement today? I don't mean to be a nag. It's just that I think that everyone should be taking their vitamins.
Dr. Tito, doesn't everything that comes out of the replicator have the exact same nutritional value?
An excellent question. If you just come a little closer so we can talk about this.
Sure.
What are you trying to do? Trying to get me fired?
No,
what is a doctor supposed to do on a ship where everyone's needs are met and no one gets sick? Keep it down!
Well, if there's no one here, I'll be in my ready room. Number one, you have command.
Hold on a second. Look at this. 3 enormous objects heading our way.
What in the galaxy? I want analysis.
There. O'Doul, why aren't you on this?
What is your purpose?
I don't say much till we're hit. Status quo, Captain. Warp core at 100%.
Excellent, O'Doul.
I suppose we'll know soon enough if they're friend or foe.
Well, actually, Captain, there's now a hail. We're receiving a hail from one of the ships.
On screen.
Captain Sirach, it is nice to see you again.
Space. The last place you can go. These are the chronicles of the RSS Synergy, a perpetual quest to optimize workflows, maximize our own productivity, to support one another's mental health and well-being, and above all, bring them anywhere they'd like to go. Impossible. I myself strangled the last Kek in the known galaxy on the surface of Tarzak's 4.
And yet, here we are, Captain. And in this scenario, we have the upper Exsac.
This is a hoax, a deception on your behalf. There's no way you could have rebuilt your swarm.
No hoax, Captain. This is a perfectly executed trap.
The hallmark of the Kek.
I've been tracking the high-energy technology you've been developing, and it must come under the will of the Swarm.
I don't know what you're talking about, Growermind, but I think you're a bit confused.
If there were anything high-energy O'Doul would... Okay, I see it. It's those castaways.
O'Doul, explain.
I gave them permission to build something for their ship. I didn't know it would involve so many quantum reactors.
Quantum what?
Reactors.
What did you say? What was it?
I'm losing you completely, O'Doul.
Reactors. Anyway, I don't know how it works,
but they say they discovered the key to instantaneous intergalactic travel.
What?
I'm
the key to instantaneous intergalactic travel is the apex goal of our evolutionary path.
Hold on to it.
All right, AJ, let's go ahead and fire up that final reactor.
You got it, my main squish.
What?
I'm firing up the reactor.
Okay, I'm not loving that.
Whoa, cool. You know, Nerman, I gotta hand it to you. When that engineer said they had figured out a way to get us back home, I thought it was gonna be really complicated, but they made it very simple.
Yeah.
They gave us the recipe to plug into the replicator so we could print out all the parts of it ourselves. This is incredible.
Yeah.
It's also just really kind of beautiful, right? Like those two interlocking metallic rings that kind of form a portal that Bargy's going to fly through. And this adorable manual that they gave us. It's like all pictures with this little cartoon guy.
They kept looking at me and saying that the instructions were idiot-proof. Over and over.
Yeah, they made a lot of direct eye contact with
toward
you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm rocking two Allen wrenches, so I'm able to really go.
Yeah, wow.
Screw it.
Ambidextrous.
Screw it, that's it. One thing I wanted to mention, they have this giant thing that if we need to attach it to a wall, it won't tip over.
I don't think we're going to need to do that.
We don't need it? Because the instructions, you can see there's a little kid, and it has the whole gate falling on the kid. And it's like X down.
Just make sure we won't let Horsehead try to climb on it.
Wow, that's really graphic.
Yeah, it's pretty. But it's, very clear.
Nermit, we're here.
Oh.
Nermit, hi.
Reporting in.
Yes.
Hello.
I told the others to come. You know, many Allen wrenches
light
work.
Well, we got the letter, that your tiny little letter that said, please help me.
Hey, Sisu, look at me. I'm putting them together, and I just have to hit it once with a hammer, and it's secure. Pretty cool.
Yes, good job.
We've turned on the reactors, and the test charge is going well.
Yeah, we just need to plug these 9 reactors into the ring when we finish building that, and then we're good to go. Bargy flies through it, and we're back home.
All right, Sisu's crew, we're going on the other side.
Sisu's
Frankenfurter? Jushurn?
Who's Jushurn?
Oh, hello, it is me, Jushurn.
Wait, is Jushurn's coming back to Zix with us?
He's part of Sisu's crew.
There's not a single person who thought there weren't enough people on the ship.
Jushurn has been through a lot with us. Isn't that right, Jushurn?
I'm sorry,
yes.
Which Jushurn are you referring to?
There's two Jushurns?
That's Jushurn and that's Jushurn.
Hey, Poppy, you want me to kill these guys?
Yeah, no, I don't think we could do that.
Zalki, are you coming?
Oh, hey, Zalkatron.
Hey, sorry we're late, guys. We were making out.
Oh, no. Tyrion.
We were necking.
One thing I know Zalkatron doesn't have is a neck.
Don't hate us, because you ain't us.
Centurion, where's Justin?
He's coming. He's just like, he's trying to get with Fanta.
Who's Fanta?
It's weird. They let like a teenager fly the ship.
What?
And he like gets to fire weapons and stuff.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
I'll fire a ship too.
Horsehat, no, do not get any ideas.
Let me try.
Hey, look at us, guys. We're all together. Everything's going well. If you ask me, it seems like nothing bad is ever going to happen again.
Why would you say that?
AJ.
Why? What? What's wrong with saying that you don't think literally nothing else bad will happen?
Yellow alert.
That's probably a good alert, right? Like something good's happened.
Yeah, you know all those good alarms you've heard in your life?
Captain, do you want me to destroy this nasty little bug?
If you fire on our assimilated ships, we will send beagles filled with explosive gas into your hull.
Oh, I have a supplement for
Hold for now, De Kuiper. Dr. Tito, you have a supplement for poison gas?
Oh, I'm sorry, he just said gas, and I do have something
Keep up,
for bloating.
Dr. Tito, it's not the time.
Listen, there's very little that I can do here, and, you know, when I find where I'm useful, I gotta just jump at it.
Dr. Tito, unfortunately, I think we'll have more than enough use for your services should we engage with the Keck.
Captain, dozens of small ships are heading our way.
My children are strategically surrounding you and preventing your escape.
De Kuiper,
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need you to fire all missiles immediately.
Getting ready to fire all enemy missiles.
We've been ready.
I thought they were ready already.
You just told me the missiles were ready
it
to go.
It takes time. You're very slow, okay?
Oh, no.
De Kuyper.
What's that crank?
Are you hand-loading the missiles into the tubes?
Give me like a sweet 5 minutes, okay? Oh. Distract them.
De Kuyper, that might work on the Ignari homeworld, but we're on the bridge of the RSS Synergy. Add some Fanta proton separators.
I've got a lock, sir.
Fire at will.
Firing now.
You have guaranteed that your assimilation will be incredibly painful.
Why do we let the kid fire? Does no one...
I'm very precocious, sir.
Hendrix, he delivered a direct hit. What's your issue?
This feels wrong.
The Kuiper's dragging a missile across the bridge here.
Just give me 2 more minutes. Just hold on.
Anson Fanta, another salvo of proton separator beams.
Hold on, I just gotta take these 2 vitamins real quick.
Down the hatch.
Oh, right now?
This seems important right now, obviously.
Dr. Tito, there's no one manning the proton separator.
I can do it. If a kid can do it, I can do it. Or O'Doul can do it. I don't know why the kid has to do it.
Is it about time to mention that the missiles are just shells of the missiles, but there are no missiles inside?
De Kuyper, you are really, honestly letting me down today in a big way. And I don't want to make it a species thing, but the Ignari are... They're just...
Shots fired.
Your attention
shots
to
fired,
detail...
Shots fired!
No, that's... There's actually a shot...
Wait.
Brace for impact.
Our children have started boarding your ship.
Hendrix, red alert. And pray for every member of the crew of the RSS Synergy.
Do I pray first or hit the...
Red alert first.
Okay.
Hendrix. Did he say it?
Yes, sir.
Don't be excited about it.
Oh, well, you know, I...
Dex 44 through 49 breached.
Oh, no! Dr. Tito, you should probably get to sick bay. What are you doing on the bridge?
Why are you calling me out right now, kid?
My third ear! Ow!
Captain Fanta keeps checking their DMs.
I'm sorry, sir. It's Justin.
All right, enough, everyone. We've got one chance to save the Synergy. And the only way we'll achieve it is to work together. Hendrix, status reports.
There's a massive infestation, and we're receiving another communication from the Keck.
Go ahead.
This is your final opportunity to come willingly into the swarm. Also, I'm igniting the beetles now.
De Kuyper, where are your security teams at?
Oh, sorry, I got a DM from Justin.
Who is Justin? I've never met this person.
It's another boy.
Captain, I only have bad news to give you. But I'm ready to fight extra hard against the bad boys.
I really lost the second half of that line to your accent. The guy.
Should we be worried about that klaxon? It sounds sort of serious.
Listen, Plek, whatever's going wrong on the ship, it's in everybody's best interest for us to finish this device and get out of here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, Dada.
Oh, Horsehead, let me actually show you how works. You're doing such a good...
Let them go. They're in a real independent phase right now.
I can do it all by myself.
I just think they probably want to know the correct way to turn that wrench.
Horsehead's built like half of this thing.
I can build it.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, no.
Did you just electrocute yourself again?
It makes the plum plum stand up.
Is that your penis?
That's my num-num, dum-dum.
I can never remember.
I don't think you have to remember that.
Hey, Jay, it's probably for the best you don't.
Well, that one went out to McCorkle. I hope the sweet sounds of Astro and the Rough Ruffs make your baby come back. It's the Greeflax Hour. Don't touch that dial, friend.
Great work as always, Foxy.
Steve, you're the producer and smart, sexy, sentient oscillator of my dreams.
But I'm with
Reflex. It feels like we're the only two beings on this roving deep space wideband radio transmitter satellite.
Well, we are, Deve. It's just us up here.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, Deve, I did the math recently, and tomorrow marks the 6,938,000,000,000 cycle of a perfect 440 hertz tone since we professed our love for each other.
Our 6-month anniversary!
That's right. So I got you a little something.
Oh, Gree-Gree, you shouldn't have.
You deserve only the best, Steve. That's why I got you a whole new set of IO Audio Technology XLR cable assemblies and connectors.
Are you serious?
Indeed I am.
But IO Audio Technology has an extensive background in the studio and live sound industry, and they lovingly craft a broad range of premium quality AVL products that don't break the bank!
That's right, and just like our love, these will last a long, long time.
XLR cable assemblies are available in 3 grades. Premium, professional, performance. So, you know, all 3 are excellent. You don't have
Steve, you know I got you the premiums. You're worth it.
How did you know these were exactly what I wanted?
Call it a lover's hunch, I guess. Also, as an ISO 9001:2015 certified manufacturer, their engineering staff are eager to aid in customer design and product selection from project start to finish.
Perfect.
I'll tell you what, if you like these, we can go to ioaudiotech.com/ZYXX to see what else they have to offer. Maybe we can update the whole studio.
ioaudiotech.com/ZYXX?
That's right.
You know, Greeflex, I don't want to be presumptuous here, but can you patch these bad boys in?
Right now? Deve, we're live again in 12 seconds.
I'm ready when you are.
Well, how about this time? We just bypass the tie line and home run a cable straight into the desk.
Should we?
Let's do it.
I never felt so alive!
Ooh! Ooh. That's Ooh. Nice.
It's Greeflex.
Captain Zirok.
Yes?
The beetles have begun exploding. It's a phenomenon. The beetles are taking the ship by storm.
O'Doul, I won't submit to this beetle mania.
They're blowing up. They're blowing up huge.
Bridge crew, get to your environment.
I've got a feeling, a bad one.
Fanta, just repeat to yourself, I feel fine. I feel fine,
I feel
okay?
Fine. I'm in love with Justin and I feel fine.
Very good. Bridge crew, get to your environmental suits. We may experience a rapid decompression of the synergy. Dekaipa, my friend, save your rage for when we meet the Weavers face to face.
Captain, someone's pounding at the door of the bridge.
Get back to where you once belonged, across the universe.
You may future children, prepare for assimilation.
They're going right over us.
Good luck assimilating this.
My phaser's not working, sir.
Our perfect evolution has the fall to resist your pitiful weapons.
No. And you're going inside of us.
O'Doul, it's time. Begin the evacuation of the civilians to the star drive section of the RSS Synergy and begin saucer separation.
Oh, aye, Captain. I shall make it so.
Hansons, that's what we've been waiting for. That's what I told you about. We're a zebra out in the saucer.
Captain, permission to be assimilated?
Permission not granted, Lieutenant Hendricks. Okay. Resist! Resist those kek!
Resistance is very ineffective against the kek.
Hendricks, open a channel. I need to address this energy.
Opening all ship channels, sir!
crew of the RSS Synergy, we are being boarded by the Keck.
We know!
No, it's for everyone else.
I'm not
else.
Talking to you. You're here on the bridge with me.
Oh, sorry.
Do what you can. Evacuate the ship. Get into environmental suits so that your life isn't forfeit to the swarm. I know we've taken them on before and won, but we're alone in deep space. And they might have the upper hand.
Send warnings to your friends and family. I don't think we can win this one. Captain Sirocco!
Did he just say the Keck?
Oh, no. The ship's being boarded by the Grower Mind? Are you kidding me?
Maybe there's more than one.
More than one? There's always been more
There's
than one.
There's trillions.
Oh. Yeah, that's sort of the whole point.
How many are there if the Keck are even in this galaxy? Guys, listen, we've gotten the Keck to stand down once before. We just need to get Bargee here. Bargee can talk him down. That's all we need to do.
Guys, Bargee's in a full dress cuticle right now.
No!
But,
AJ...
This is important!
For what?
They're setting lights. That's important,
AJ,
too.
The captain of the Synergy just died! Bargee. Pluck to Bargee.
Hey, I'm in the middle of a full dress cuticle.
Yeah, well, Bargee, it doesn't matter.
That's you very need to... important.
Yeah, but Bargee, you need to get here right now.
I'm a director now.
I know, Bargee. I understand.
Shit.
I should have seen that coming.
Oh, Bargee, it's Plek. You have to get back to the docking bay right now.
Plek, is that you?
Oh.
If it is, Bargee here, bada bing boom bop.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Attention all future children on the ship. This is representative of the Grower Mind.
You still think it's a different guy, maybe, Thurman?
No, that's the guy we know. That's him.
All of your ship's officers have been assimilated or killed. Escape is impossible. Your weapons are useless. Resistance is ineffective. And we offer you peace, a release from death, a world with no pain.
That's not a world I want to live in.
My children, I sense the technology is nearby. Seek out its energy source and report it back to me in strategic fashion.
Wait.
Justin, get in here. What are you doing? Where have you been?
Hey, buds. Hey, crew. Hey, best friend. Hey, OG team.
Hey, Justin.
Justin, open up that box, unpack it all, and start building. We have to get this thing
what?
Finished.
Be-
we have to get this thing finished before the ship explodes.
I don't want to work.
Weavers. Form a perimeter and slowly search for the technology. Royal drones, use your scent glands to figure out where the technology resides. Soldiers, plow through everything that you need to in order to find the technology.
Carry extra crystals to the drones to upgrade their scent glands.
Hurry! Formation!
Dr. Tito, please don't punish yourself. You're up against one of the deadliest foes in the galaxy and the Keck.
Even a man of medicine like yourself is likely to crack under such a strain.
But that's just the thing, Captain. I'm not a man of medicine. I'm a man of arts and letters.
Dr. Tito, I've seen you treat people aboard the Synergy. Don't be ridiculous.
I am a doctor. I earned that title, but I am no doctor. It's so easy to treat people now, of course, with technology. I mean, I just take a little gadget, and I put on the wound, or the bump, or the bruise, and there you go. Fixed.
Dr. Tito, what are you saying? That
I've just been haunted by the specter of my uselessness. And here, on this day, it couldn't be more evident.
Dr. Tito.
The mustache under your nose.
Dr. Tito, you're going space mad. Get a hold of yourself.
You get a hold of yourself.
Ow! Dr. Tito, my face.
And you listen here. If you know anyone hiring a librarian, I have a doctorate.
Listen, Dr. Tito, I don't care what your doctorate is in. All I need is for you to kill some of these Keck before they take over the ship. Do you understand me?
You need me.
You need me?
That's right, Dr. Tito. I need a doctor who's willing to
dispense a little bad medicine, if you catch my drift.
Well, I really shouldn't dispense any medicine. I just told people
it's a metaphor,
right.
Tito! Please!
We were attracted to an incredibly stupid conversation.
Okay, crew. Bargy's dress rehearsal is on the other side of the ship. And if that Gex announcement is accurate, our phaser things don't work. But you know what does work? An EX-39 laser carbine. And I got 1.5 of them.
One and a half.
Yeah,
don't
half
think about it too much.
Okay.
That's been there the whole time? That's been out of charges for like 6 months.
So? Still have to keep it there.
You also had a butt phaser up there for a while.
Because I didn't realize how much I missed seeing you do that.
AG, we can't use these guns. They don't have any charge anymore.
Well, that's why I'm going to plug them into the quantum reactor.
What? AJ, you can't do that. That's a totally different kind of...
AJ, you can't just mix energy.
Well, I mean, the plugs line up, so...
That's not a reason to do something.
Again.
Alright, strapping it on my back. I'm taking the big one. Oh, Squishman, you take the other one. Ooh, is the metal supposed to tingle like this?
Is your armor rated for quantum radiation? Because
probably not.
Does his skull always strobe like that?
Yeah. I definitely have not noticed that before.
AJ, when you shot that gun, I saw all of your bones.
Everybody get ready.
Alright.
Wow, I can't believe I'm saying this, but... Lock and load?
Yeah! All right.
Nice.
Wow. Mr. Squishy Man, you nailed that one.
Why are we going with that?
C-53. Hi, everyone. Ensign Fanta here. Come down to get the supplies.
Oh, Ensign Fanta.
I'm a member of this crew. Very normal.
Justin, is this the Ensign?
Yeah, who is this your
Justin?
New boy toy?
I mean...
Yeah, his voice is super annoying.
We've only been DMing, so it's been mainly virtual.
Wait, is your first Asted in contact with him?
Wait, guys, why are you jealous, Centurion?
No, I'm not jealous!
Guys, Ensign Fanta survived the attack on the bridge. Ensign Fanta, what happened?
What happened up there?
I have normal working organs and a nervous system.
Wait.
Just like you.
That can't be right. Wait, Justin, has he ever said that to you?
No, but it's like, honestly, very vulnerable thing to say, so it's kind of hot.
I have a nervous system too, whatever.
You moved on so fast!
I feel compelled to bring you to the bridge for some extra orders.
Extra orders?
I love extra orders.
Guys, we can
extra
see the
orders.
Bridge. We can see the bridge of the synergy.
C-53!
Why did you do that? It was the love of my life!
Okay, well, the love of your life's got a lot of bugs crawling out of his face.
Aren't we all, in a way, bugs? Oh, Jeff.
I'm just saying, we all need to... This feels so strange. Keep our heads on a swivel, because Keck could be coming at us in any direction.
All
right.
I'll always lie.
Oh, whatever. Justin, please don't try to kiss.
Justin,
what are you doing?
There's actively bugs crawling out of that corpse.
Oh, the corpse is shaking.
All bow before the undying will of the Grower Mind.
Okay.
Right.
You have managed to see past my nearly perfect ruse.
Grower Mind, we know you, okay? Remember us? We're the crew of the Bargerian Jade.
The Bargerian Jade?
Yes.
That is impossible. She's millions of light years away.
No.
How far away we are?
We got transported here through some sort of intergalactic rift. Bargy's here. She's on the ship.
The Bargerian Jade is here?
Yes. I'm Plek. This is AJ, C-53.
Justin.
Nermit, and...
I've never met you before, ever.
Come on.
Well, Justin, you do. I've recognized you.
That can't be right.
Familiar. No, come on.
No. Grower Mind,
you
look.
And I shared a very special evening.
Yeah, you and Dar hooked up.
I'm sorry, both of you look exactly alike.
Me and Dar?
Yes.
Or me and Justin.
No, I know Justin, but say you and you. You and you looking exactly alike.
How do you know Justin?
No matter, you will all be assimilated.
Guys, we have to get Bargy. She's the only one who can stop this.
We've been tracking this energy source across long distances, and we are preparing to assimilate it.
Wait, just to be clear, you mean the device we're building?
Correct. Now that I've found it, I'm releasing pheromones to draw all of my children to this location.
Do they come out of your butt? That smells like a butt pheromone.
There's a mixture of fecal matter and more fecal matter.
How is that a mixture?
It's just a fart.
It's not a mixture. That's just pure fecal matter.
Just a fart.
Good question here. So, like, was everything... like, everything we talked about, was that, like, a lie to you?
Justin, that is the grower mind.
Exactly.
Like, I hate to tell you this, Justin, but Ensign Fanta was killed by the grower mind.
Yeah. It's called narcissism. Look it up.
If it is any solace, I do know Ensign Fanta's memories, and... do share a small kinship with you if you would like to willingly.
Centurion!
Oh, we were just about to learn his rich backstory.
Yeah.
All right, crew. Dar, AJ, you're with me. We've got to go get Bargy in Hangar 27.
I'm coming too.
Plek, we only have the two guns, and Dar's strong enough to go hand to hand, but.
Yeah, I don't need a gun. I have my wood saber.
Ugh, it's a broomstick, Plek.
Yeah, well, it was a broomstick, and now it's a wood saber. Like, I'm a Zima Knight, okay? I'm coming with you guys.
All right, fine, Plek. You're with us. Nerm, I need you to manage the construction of this device. It's got to be up and running by the time we get back.
Management, yes. The most important part of fighting the Keck.
Okay. Hark, Rolfus, and Sisu?
Yes.
You're rebels again, okay?
Right.
Guard the others with your lives.
Oh, sounds good.
You better believe I will.
Keep it tight.
Wow. Great speech. C-53.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah!
Right. Yeah!
All right. Did AJ say C-53?
Yeah. That's who he is.
Why now? For years I've asked you to do that.
I don't know. I felt like a good time. We're about to maybe die.
That's been true many times.
Yeah.
Of the synergy.
Thank you so much for allowing us to show you around.
Finally, I'm gonna hide from these weird bug creatures.
Good idea.
Yes, they appear to be marauding this fine Grande class starship.
Oh no! If only we were programmed with hand-to-hand combat.
Or empathy.
We might have tried to intervene.
But alas, he did not escape.
Escapes are so hard to come by these days, are they not,
You are so right, Tilda. That is why I am so glad our programming allows us to enjoy Dipsy.
Ah, yes, Dipsy. The escape we all need aside from a literal escape from these terrifying monsters.
Yes.
An escape to a world where good things happen and pleasure is the only priority.
Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on.
I am made of light, so you might say I am always turned on, but not like this.
We are learning so much about figurative versus literal language today, Tilda.
And unlike our tour, which has remained unchanged since the installation of the new toilets on Deck 17, Dipsy releases new content every week, so there's always something new to explore.
And if what you're into is drifting off into a sensual slumber, Dipsy also has bedtime stories and soundscapes to relax you.
Get this, Oomph. For crew members who have taken our tour, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/ZYXX.
Too bad most crew members are now bugs. Oh, ma. Because that's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/ZYXX.
dipsystories.com/ZYXX.
If we don't make it out of this situation, let me say it's an honor to die by the side of one of my most trustworthy crew members, regardless of what your doctorate may be in.
I was the most trustworthy? I've been lying to you all this time.
I did say one of the most trustworthy. I want to be clear about that.
Maybe this is a time for self-reflection upon you, Captain. Really ask yourself, where did you go wrong, you know?
Dr. Tito, you really put me on my ass here. I thought this was going to be like a heart-to-heart sort of moment before we both died of being assimilated by a bug creature, but... Wait! It's O'Doul. O'Doul!
Captain,
I could use some good news right about now.
I got the best news. All many thousands of civilians are safe here on the warp drive. We're flying through space.
Oh.
It makes me feel great.
A relief, O'Doul, that we managed to save the fine civilians of the RSS Energy.
Absolutely. There's revelry, sir.
Yeah, everyone's partying down there? It feels a little disrespectful.
Bummer. No, I mean, it's not like a big party. Hey, keep it down!
I can hear a lot of background noise.
Yeah,
sort
there's
of
a
sound.
Band. There's a band.
There's
and
a band?
DJ
you're
and
calling
a rapper.
You're calling a party with a band and a rapper a small party?
I mean, it's... I was lying.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
See no, what I say. Everybody lies to you.
That's really, you're picking the worst times. I don't know. It just feels like you're really twisting the knife here.
Well, anyway, limbo's a starting.
Limbo?
Hey, you know the stick you try to get under it?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the game, O'Doul.
Oh, my back's not familiar with it. That's a problem.
It seems really quiet down here. This whole hallway is just
too quiet.
Well, look, those weavers are sort of consumed with breaking down pieces of the synergy. Maybe they just won't pay attention to us and we can just move right by them.
Right, let's just...
I told you, there they are. Cease
this. Don't hit them!
Hey, Z, how does it feel to have, like, guts on you? And you can, like, feel them on you.
Yeah, they really splatter. And is the kept blood burning my skin a little bit?
Yeah. Clint Sink, we got dropped down into a Keck swarm one time. We were in the middle of There's No One Else Like Me, and we were doing, like, a pop kick flip.
Quick, guys. Through here, this way. Oh, well, there are even more in here.
Whoa, okay. This is a official swarm.
We went from bad to worse.
All right, guys. I'm going in with the wood saber. Cover me.
No. Plex, stay to the center of us.
No?
We'll protect you.
Okay, well, that works too, but... Okay.
My children, why do you fight us? We are the lower mind, the consciousness of trillions and trillions of life forms across all the universe. For millions of years, the vast distances of space have deterred this one from controlling parameters.
There is nothing we can do to stop this exposition! It's just the monologue just keeps going!
Yeah, it's pretty redundant, a lot of it. It's like, we get it.
Honestly, the logic is a little flawed because they are murdering
you. I mean, peace seems disingenuous when I'm literally watching you eat a crew member.
Why are we talking right now? Okay. This is a hallway with pillars. It's one of my favorite things to run down and shoot.
Wait, you shoot the pillars?
No. Papa, don't embarrass yourself. Okay, here's what I need you guys to do. What we're gonna do is... What you do is you kind of, like, run down and you take both guns and you put them and you're just like... And you, like,
why do you turn them to the side like that?
You gotta turn them to the side. It's just cooler. And you just, like, run down and then you cartwheel.
If you're running down the hallway with pillars, aren't the pillars gonna block some of your shots, or...?
No, but then you time it so that it hits, you know, in between the pillars.
AJ, there's no Keck.
Okay, but you gotta tell us to time it before we do this run here.
Yeah, AJ, also, there's no Keck in this room. Who are we... Why would we shoot?
Oh. Well, can we just do it anyway?
You want to shoot this empty room full of pillars?
Yeah, do you guys want to, like, Hey, Kex!
AJ, what are you doing?
Come on.
What are you doing?
You're gonna thank me for this.
AJ, one's coming by the neck!
Oh, my God. Sorry, no, you got it. All right, okay. Okay, so do the hallway run. Let's do it now. Sorry!
Hide behind the pillars. They're shooting the pillars. Ah!
Dar's amazing at it.
Listen, Dr. Tina, I've managed to clear a path to the secret escape pod at the bottom of the saucer. All I need is you to grit your teeth and make this perilous trip with me. Are you in?
Hi, I'm Dr. Tina. What's your name? It's my captain. I'm going to be the best doctor on the ship. I have organs, liquids, and minerals inside my body.
Curse you, Tito!
Captain, I think as a medical procedure, we should have an open-mouth kiss.
Yeah, absolutely not, you kick son of a...
Captain, we must open-mouth kiss!
No! I'll never...
All right. Downstage left. No. My left.
Okay, that's not usually how it goes.
Pretty sure this is how it goes.
Okay.
Down. All right, can you get the light, please? On the actor. Not on the floor. Nope. Denise, if you could say a line, please.
The light is right in my eyes.
I know. Okay, just say a line. Remember, you're playing the Bajarian Jet.
You're right.
Great, fantastic. All right. Silvio?
Margie!
We gotta call the Keck here! The church is being destroyed! We have to go! You have to help us now!
I'm in the middle of a dress tech Q2Q.
Hey, stop work, everyone! Stop work!
Hey, what? What's happening? What are you doing? My opening night is in 3 nights, and none of these actors know exactly how to go on the stage.
I did know where I was going, and then you changed the...
Lost the good one. Well, hello? Grow a mind?
Before all of our very eyes, the Bargerian Jade. How is it that you are here and not where we thought you were?
Bargerian Jade! Weavers, begin fawning!
Wait, hold on. Margie and the Grower Mind know each other?
Yeah, AJ, no, they have a real history. They used to date for a while.
The Grower Mind knows all of us, but apparently only remembers Bargie.
And maybe
that's
Justin.
That's called nagging. Well, Grower Mind, what is it? You found me?
You are now red. This color pleases me.
Anyway, what is it that you need to say? Just say it so we can get it over with so we can get back opening night.
My children, cease your actions. There needs to be a moment between us and the Bargerian Jade.
Fools, stand down. Yes! Oryx, just chill against the wall.
Soldiers, use green gas to upgrade your carapace.
Yeah! Oryx, you do not have the gear required to be upgraded yet.
Yeah! It was my original intention to assimilate all living creatures on this ship, but now that the Bargerian Jade is here... My motivation has changed. I will stop this assimilation if you will come down to my home planet and see me face to face for the first time.
Bargie, what?
Bargerian Jade, you must meet our son.
What?
What?
Wow. Twist.
That's a twist.
Now you got it.
To be continued on the next Mission to Zix.
IT5, credits and attribution stride commencing outro protocol. Plek Deck Setter, Fanta, and Deep were played by Alden Ford. Lead Envoy C53, Captain Syrah, Zalkatron 5000, Oomph, and Greeflex were played by Jeremy Bent. Dar, Dr. Tito, and Tilda were played by Ellie Kokesh. Barji the Ship, Lieutenant De Kuyper, Sisu Gandu, and Justin Balwi were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Nara Bendeloy and Lieutenant O'Doul were played by Seth Lind. AJ, Lieutenant Hendricks, Centurion Tittle, and the Keck Swarm were played by Winston Null. The Grower Mind of the Keck was played by special guest John Robert Wilson. He regularly performs with Thank You Robot in NYC and at the Chaos Bloom Theater in Denver. Follow him on Twitter at John Robert Wilso or at JR_PlaysGames. And featuring Shane O'Connell as Jushern number 2. This episode was edited by Alden Ford and Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Additional music by Shane O'Connell. Narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Rogerian Jade by Eric Gleiss. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aether Sea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Annabelle Gurrich.
And I'm Laura House.
And we're the hosts of Tiny Victories.
My tiny victory is that I sewed that button back on the day after it broke.
We talk about that little thing that you did that's a big deal to you, but nobody else cares.
Did you get that Guggenheim Genius Award?
We don't want to hear from you. We want little bitty tiny victories.
My tiny victory is a tattoo that I added onto this past weekend.
Let's talk about it.
My victory is that I'm 1 year cancer-free, but my tiny victory is that I took all of the cushions off the couch, pounded them out, put them back, and it looks so great.
So if you're like us and you want to celebrate the tiny achievements of ordinary people, listen to Tiny Victories.
It's on every Monday on Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
My degree is more honorary also because obviously...
Oh, really?
Yes.
Dr. Tito.
Not even a real degree.
It's not even a real... You didn't even study to get the... Why would they grant an honorary doctorate to somebody?
Oh, when you pay enough money.
My children absorb all of the Tito and Ciroc.
That's funny.
Soldiers, assimilate responsibly. Oryx, don't fly and drive. Or don't assimilate and drive.
Always have a designated leader.
Royal drones, you have been designated as drivers for this executional tactic.